This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Midos Perek Dal Mishnah Vav. We're ready now to discuss the dimensions of the totality of the Heichal. The Heichal was a structure in the courtyard, in the Chotzer, which was an open area. There was a structure that was covered by a roof. There was the Ulam, the entranceway to the Heichal, the Kodesh Kadoshim, together with the whole structure of the Toim, with the Mesiba, everything we've had till now, and everything that we haven't discussed. The whole structure was Meir Al Meir, it was 100 by 100 Amos. Al Rum, at the height of Meir, was very, very tall. Now the Mishnah breaks down the height. Ha'oitim, Oitim is in Ivrit, they use the word Cheder Atum for a sealed room. The Chelek, that was not empty space, that was sealed on the bottom of the floor to be a yisoid, so it's called a oitim, sheish amos. That was the yisoid on which was built the koislim of the heichal. The reason why we added to the height is because it towered above the height of the azorah, there were steps up. That was filled. There was nothing in those six amos, even though it's a substantial, you could build whole rooms there, but it wasn't. It was filled up, and that was a structure, where it was a foundation that held onto the whole structure of the walls. They were sheish amos. From the floor of the Azorah, when it's level with the floor of the Azorah, went up six amos until the floor, the actual floor of the Heichal. The Govoi, Arboi Mama, the walls themselves inside were Arboi Mama. Amma Kiur, one Amma was covered, Kiur means covered, with was Mitzupa Bezov, and there was artistic designs, and it went all the way around. Amosayim Beis Dilfa, the bottom beam was thicker, and because of that, the beams that were two amos were able to sit on it. It's called Beis Dilfa, which means that it connects. Rav brings that the word in the Torah in Parshas Truma Bamach Beres, connecting, is Bebeis Loife, some type of word for connection. What it means is that there were beams that were connected, that were sitting on top of the kiur, which was the beam lamato. In terms of thickness and not so thick, you have to say that the bottom beam was thicker than the one on top, and that's how the one on top, even though it was two amos, was able to sit on that. So we've covered three amos, amma kiur and amma sayim beis dilfa, amma tikra, then there's boards that are lying on those beams, on the Beis Dilfa, and they cover the Chalal of the Heichal. The Amma Maziva. Maziva is, you put down a ceiling, so there's cement and lime and stones, all that fills up an Amma. So far we've given an Amma with two Ammas, with one Amma, with one Amma. Altogether four or five Ammas. Then you have the walls going all the way up 40 amas. Over there also, you have an amakur, amasayim beis dilfa, amatikra, amamaziva. All together, that's again five. The sholish amas maiko. That means like this. So far, on the inside, what we've covered is five, and then 40 of a wall, then another five. And then, from the outside, the Sholosh Amos Makeh, around the roof, there's three Amos like a rail. The Amma Kole Oiriv, like a metal stick, something pointy, that was up this way, it should chase away the Oiriv, literally to chase away the birds. It was Kole Oiriv, the Oiriv is like a raven. So it would chase away the birds. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lehoya Kol Oiriv Oilo Min Amido Ela Arba Amos HaYamaika. So Lemaisa, the wall was very, very high, and the Mishnah lists off that in the wall itself there were two sections of 40 separated with five Amos of support, the way the Mishnah describes it. So Lemaisa, that's 80 plus 90 plus whatever was on top for protection, the other three or four. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vav was the height of the wall and the structure. Now we're going lengthwise. Me'am Mizruch L'mayruv, from the Tzad HaMizruch L'mayruv, which was going in from the Azorah, came from the Mizruch all the way to the end of the Binyan, which was to the Tzad HaMayruv. That was 100 Amah. Koisel Ha'ulam, was chomish. The first five was the width of the kaisel ha'ulam. Ve'ulam ha'chadasar. The width of the ulam, the entranceway to the heichel, was 11. So we have 5 and 11. Kaisel ha'heichel, the wall of the heichel itself, 6. So we're up to, what do we say, 11 plus 5 plus 6 is 22. V'toichoy, the heichel itself, is 40 mamos. The heichel with all the kelim that were there. So we just got up to 62. Amatraxin, there was an ammo of empty space that separated between the kais and between the heichel and the kodesh HaKadoshim. The esrim ammo based kodesh HaKadoshim. So an ammo after 62 is 63, and then 20 of the kodesh HaKadoshim. Kaisel ha-heichel, this is on the Tzad HaMarav after the kodesh HaKadoshim, is 6. Vahata, the rooms that were there, was 6, was another 6. Kaisel ha-ta, the wall of the ta, was 5. So the whole thing with Sakhako was 100. That's from the Tzad Mizrach going towards Ma'ariv. Minatzof and Ledoirim, Shivim Amo, it was not a perfect square, it was 100 by 70, Sakhako. So here's the breakdown. Kaisel ha-Mesiba, the wall which was Alta Tzvoini of the Mesiba was 5. The empty space which had the Mesiba itself was 3 Amos, so we're up to 8. Kaisel ha-Ta, and then there was a wall between the Mesiba and the Ta, the windows of the Ta were open, is 5. The Ta is 6, the Ta itself is 6. Kaisel ha-heichel, the wall of the heichel itself is 6. V'toichoy, inside mitzofen ledorim was esrim hamo, was a width of 20 hamo. Kaisel ha-heichel, on the other side, mitzad ha-dorim was 6. V'ata was another 6. V'kaisel ha-ta, chomish, was another 5. U'beis ha-roda samayim sholosh amos. What's this? It was a mokum there. Either it was like a drainage area that went down from the roof and there were... the water just spilled down from there. So that was 3 amas. Pipes that went down. That was 3 amas. Or, alternatively, some of Mepharshim say that there was water that ran down from there and it went into Tzinoiris from a Mayon that came from outside the Beis HaMikdash. And from there, that's where they schlepped the water for the Mikvois that were on the premises. L'moshel, the Lishka's Beis HaParvo, where there was a mikveh there for the Kehanim. So that's 3 Amos. V'akosel 5 Amos. Then there's a wall of 5 Amos. So Ulam Oidivalov. Remember that the Ulam was wider than the actual Heichel. The entranceway was wider than the Mokim of the Heichel itself. It was wider by 15 Amos Minat Sofen and 15 Amos 15 Amos Minat Dorim. V'oy Nikra Beis HaChalifois. The width on each tzad was called Beis HaChalifos. Shoshom Goinzim, Es HaSakinim, a chalif is a knife. That's the place where they put the sakinos that were used for Shechitas HaKorbanos. Either they would put there, each mishma, each Beis Av would put there the sakinos for the next time they came. Alternatively, what could be is that the sakinos Shenivgamu were nignas over there. L'maisa, with the 15-15, altogether was a grand total of 100. V'ahechel tzor me'achrov v'rochov milafonov. It was wider in the front by the entrance than it was in the back. V'doymel la'ari, it's like an ari that crouches. The tzura of being doymel la'ari is something that says in the pasuk. Shenem is the pasuk in Yeshaya. Hoy Ariel, ki as chono David, is the city chono David where David rested, where David created. David built the city of Yerushalayim with the Magen HaMikdash. Hoy, woe is to the Ariel, Ma Ari Tzor Me'achor V'Rochav Lefonov, Afahechel Tzor Me'achor V'Rochav Lefonov. That was the Surah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.